So, at that time, did your husband tell you about his family experience of being internment camp?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did it come out?
Not too much.
Yeah.
Not too much. Oh, he said, of course, he was young.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, we have just a good time.
Oh.
You know what I mean? That's, we didn't have any problem, I mean, worried food.
Mm-hmm.
And a living space,
mm-hmm.
because it's not a big house, but
mm-hmm.
our, we call it a barrack.
Mm-hmm.
And but every day we have just play the baseball or
mm-hmm.
and have a lunch, the meal at free, something
uh-huh.
like that. He used to tell me.
Mm-hmm. But by, well, I don't know, probably 1960s is probably too early, but, you know, probably you're familiar with how in late 1960s and 70s, there are Asian Americans who started to just notice that, oh, wow, you know, there was a concentration camp and that was not a right thing to do. American government shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
You must have heard about such a sort of a rise of social movement.
Yeah. That's, I guess, JCL.
Right,
yeah,
right.
That's
yeah.
the one, I guess, official people are looking for that. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, what's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that really it isn't right
mm-hmm.
to put in barbed wire inside.
Right,
yeah.
right. Well, yeah. What did you talk about that? I mean, he is... The person who went through
I don't,
it.
You know, I wasn't there anyway, so I don't want to say it. So that's why when there come to conversation like that, I just listen side.
Mm-hmm.
I just listen, that's all.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, what did you hear then? What did your husband tell you, or what did you hear from other people?
He's, of course, more like... what I'm gonna say. They took away the freedom,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Just a limited
mm-hmm.
lifestyle, that's all, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they took all the, their property
mm-hmm.
before that you go to the camp.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind that I heard about it, and yeah, that's not right. That's
mm-hmm.
what I thought.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you think that in any way it might have changed your view of America? Because earlier you came here very excited. You were coming to college and you're excited about new life experiences. But then you learn about this thing that was not right, done by the U.S. government. And your husband and his family also went through it, and I'm sure his family lost their belongings and properties and stuff as well. Do you think it might have changed your view of America, what you think about America as a country?
Well, to me, no, no. I'm still, today, I'm the luckiest one. I think, because I went through to the A-bomb.
Mm-hmm.
We lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
Compare that. I'm lucky. Today I'm here.
Mm.
Yeah, I never, to me, I didn't go through that camp hardship. I don't remember that my age at that time.
Okay.
I mean, the what I mean, that the camp is 1941 or something. I think about it. Yeah, of course, that wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm. But in other words, you didn't particularly feel that, oh, you know, my views of America has changed because of that. Now that you know about...
Well, of course, that's... we are... Japanese,
mm-hmm.
but we are also American too.
Mm-hmm.
I got the American citizenship
uh-huh.
too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
When did you get it?
Gosh, that's Hank married after that, and Roger, Kevin, they are elementary school,
uh-huh.
and because when anything come to the school record and the paper and father is American citizen, the mother is Japanese. Yeah. I don't like that either,
right.
And kids said, why don't you, mama, you be American too, you know? I said, then when you go trip that, if I go to Canada or Mexico, I'm the one always separate line too, you know?
That's
I hate that too.
Right.
So, yeah.